Perhaps you've driven by or even shopped at the Made in America store on Maple Street just off Route 400 in Elma. It was opened by Mark Andel in April 2010 after his manufacturing company, General Welding and Fabricating, fell on hard times because of the recession. Andel says his company lost $3 million in business to China. He says keeping that money in the U.S. would save jobs and boost the economy. Now, last week, Andel was invited to participate in a Washington forum where he talked about the need to revitalize the nation's manufacturing sector.
Well, we talked about how the entrepreneurial spirit, we've got to get alive in America again. We've got to get that can-do spirit back. And we've got to get the, you know, do-it-yourselfers, working with your hands, a welder, a skilled tradesman, should be respected. You know, our school system's kind of washed that out, and we need to bring that back because they're looking for these people. I'm looking for welders, and I can't find them. I'm looking for fabricators, and I can't find them.
Congressman Brian Higgins credits Andel for his leadership in persuading companies to change their thinking. Andel says more and more firms have accepted his challenge to develop products that are 100% made in America, so much so that his store has increased its line of such products from just 50 to 3,500 today. Andel says he's also trying to change the mindset of the average American consumer.
You know, we're telling people for the holiday season, you know, give a livelihood to your, you know, put your neighbor to work, buy American products. It puts money back in our system, and we're really trying to explain to the consumer what that really means and how you yourself, the consumer, has a lot of power to change.
Right now, Andel says his store is the only one of its kind in the United States. He says he hopes to open additional outlets in other parts of the country in the coming years. Mark Scott, WBFO News.